Welcome to the Health and Wellbeing Programme. My name is Vernon Pierce, and in each programme I'll be talking to you about issues which may affect you, giving you advice provided by the NHS. And today I'm going to be talking about heart attacks. So a heart attack is called a myocardial infarction, a serious medical emergency in which a supply of blood to the heart is suddenly blocked, usually by a blood clot. Symptoms of a heart attack can include chest pain, a feeling of pressure, heaviness, tightness or squeezing across your chest, pain in other parts of the body. It can feel as if the pain is spreading from your chest to your arms, usually the left arm, but it can affect both arms, jaw, neck, back and tummy. You can also feel lightheaded or dizzy, sweating, shortness of breath, feeling sick or being sick, an overwhelming feeling of anxiety similar to a panic attack, and coughing or wheezing. The chest pain is often severe, but some people may only experience minor pain, similar to indigestion. While the most common symptom is chest pain, symptoms can vary from person to person. Some people may have other symptoms such as shortness of breath, feeling or being sick, and back or jaw pain without any chest pain. A lack of blood to the heart may seriously damage the heart muscle and can be life-threatening. A heart attack is a medical emergency. Call 999 and ask for an ambulance if you think someone might be having a heart attack. The faster you act, the better their chances. And whilst waiting for an ambulance, it may help to chew and then swallow a tablet of aspirin, ideally 300 milligrams, as long as the person having the heart attack is not allergic to aspirin. Aspirin helps to thin the blood and improves blood flow to the heart. In hospital, treatment for a heart attack depends on the type of heart attack and how serious it is. The two main treatments are using medicines to dissolve blood clots, surgery to help restore blood to the heart. Coronary heart disease, or CHD, is the leading cause of heart attacks. CHD is a condition in which the major blood vessels, coronary arteries, that supply the heart muscle become clogged by a build-up of deposits of fatty substances known as plaques. Before a heart attack, one of the plaques bursts or ruptures, causing a blood clot to develop at the site of the rupture. The clot may block the supply of blood to the heart, triggering a heart attack. The time it takes to recover from a heart attack will depend on the amount of damage to your heart muscle. Most people can return to work after having a heart attack. How quickly you can go back to work depends on your health, the state of your heart, and the type of work you do. The recovery process aims to reduce your risk of another heart attack through a combination of lifestyle changes, such as eating a healthy diet, and medicines such as statins, which help to lower blood cholesterol levels. The recovery process also aims to gradually restore your physical fitness so you can resume normal activities, and that's called cardiac rehabilitation. However, complications of a heart attack can be serious and possibly life-threatening. These include arrhythmias, these are abnormal heartbeats. Some types can stop the heart beating. Cardiogenic shock, where the heart's muscles are severely damaged and can no longer contract properly to supply enough blood to maintain many body functions. Or heart rupture, where the heart's muscles, walls or valves split apart. These complications can happen quickly after a heart attack and are a leading cause of death. Some people die suddenly from a complication of a heart attack before reaching hospital or within the first month after a heart attack. But with treatment, many people survive. The outlook often depends on age. Serious complications are more likely as you get older. The severity of the attack, how much of the heart's muscle has been damaged during the attack, how long it took before a person received treatment. Treatment for a heart attack should begin as soon as possible. And their general health. There are some steps you can take to reduce your risk of having a heart attack or having another one. Smokers should quit smoking, lose weight if you're overweight or obese, do regular exercise. Adults should do at least 150 minutes, 2.5 hours, of moderate intensity aerobic exercise each week, unless advised otherwise by the doctor in charge of your care. Eat a low-fat, high-fiber diet, including whole grains, and at least 5 portions of fruit and vegetables a day, and moderate your alcohol consumption. You can find more information about what we've been talking about in this program and ways of improving your general health on the NHS website, nhs.uk.